There's a new chairwoman of the California College Republicans, and she comes with some so-called alt-right credentials that the mainstream conservative state party is finding a bit uncomfortable. And that has UCI student Ariana Rollins crying foul about what she says is a state organization stacked with people opposed to her. Is it a battle similar to the one befalling national Republicans? Gustavo Arellano is following that story for us from Orange County, and he joins us now for KCRW's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Give us some background on Ariana Rollins and how she ascended to this post over the weekend.
Ariana Rollins, child of immigrants from Mexico and Wales, senior right now at UCI majoring in political science, and she's been the head of the College Republican chapter here for a couple of years. She's done a great job at getting national attention for the College Republicans, for hosting Milo Yiannopoulos on campus twice, for getting threatened with sanctions by the UCI administration for allegedly improperly booking a room, and then emerging triumphant when she went to mainstream Republicans in Orange County. I mean, she's media savvy. She's basically the perfect millennial Republican. And really, if the California GOP would know, you know, knew what it was doing, they would get in contact with her immediately and really groom her for higher office.
How are her colleagues in the College Republicans then looking at that ascendancy, though? Does she have reason to be concerned?
Well, what's interesting is that so for the past couple of years, you've had this sort of confrontational, in-your-face college Republicanism in Orange County at OCC, which we've talked about at Cal State Fullerton at Saddleback College. But that's not completely applauded by the rest of the California College Republicans group in the state. So this past weekend during the California GOP convention in Anaheim, there was a vote to see who would be the next president, either the incumbent or Ariana. And Ariana won, but the original vote was supposed to happen in April, but it got pushed back to just this past weekend because there was allegations, you know, as typical any rule or any convention has, people started saying, you're not following Robert's rules of orders, which, oh my God, of all the things to delay, that was that. And so even though Ariana won, the minute she got, you know, the minute she was able to talk, she said that I'm not going to be able to do much because my executive board is stacked with people who don't like my approach.
Steve Bannon spoke at the party's convention in Anaheim as well, and some people in the state party say it needs to be more Trumpian and less Democrat light. I think there are some people who say, you know, that the California Republicans are, unless we do something different, we're just going to die on the vine. Are we seeing the beginnings of something, maybe of a bigger schism developing?
I mean, the California GOP has been dead ever since they decided to go with Pete Wilson in Proposition 187 in 1994, the notorious anti-immigrant proposition that passed there. Now, of course, Democrats have ruled California, and the GOP has veered from one savior to another. They tried Schwarzenegger. This time they rejected Trump, but President Donald Trump, obviously his style is ascendant. So it's interesting here, of course, Orange County, the historical face of conservatism for the United States, where the old GOP is really on its way down, and now you have people like Rollins. But at the same time, you've always had these young conservatives herald the next era.
So conversely then, can she bring life to this adult GOP? Do you think it's something that can happen, or do you think they're going to nip it in the bud?
Unfortunately, Ariana's learning the adult world, which is when it comes to politics, all there is fighting. There is no real allegiance to anything other than the winner right now. So maybe she could corral it for a couple of years, but eventually she is stuck in a bureaucracy that does not like her at all. And, you know, the advice I would give to Ariana, you know, Winston Churchill allegedly said that if you're not a liberal before 30, you have no heart. If you're still a liberal after 30, you have no brain. So there has to be a middle ground in there. And Ariana would say, hey, you know, you're really up front and you've been very successful, but now it's time to lead.
Well, and she's under 30 and she's not liberal.
Exactly.
So who knows what that means? Anyway, Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCR Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.